There will be celebrations in the boxing front next week in the county as the 75th anniversary of the County Donegal Boxing Board will be taking place with a couple of events. To talk about them and indeed a number of highlights from the last, I suppose, 75 years, we are now joined by PJ Halloran from the Buncrana Boxing Club, who of course has been involved in the sport for a long number of years, was also vice president of the Ulster Boxing Council at one stage as well. So we're delighted to have you on the programme, PJ. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Oisín. You know, I'm trying to prepare for you there on the amount of stuff. It's massive. But anyhow, we'll do the best we can.
Yeah. Listen, it's important, I suppose, that it's marked 75 years of the Donegal at the County Donegal Boxing Board, and it's fantastic that they've reached this milestone.
Yeah, well, the 18th of September, 75 years ago, it was founded in St. Connell's in Letterkenny, and Dr. McGinley was the first president of the Donegal County Board of the IABA. So Dr. McGinley was a cure for everything away back in those times, but that was the start of it, and from what I can figure out at that stage, the boxing clubs in the county were Ballyshannon was up and going, Donegal Town was going, Letterkenny was up and going, Buncrana. And those people there, they put a lot of work into it in that time. Therefore, they were trying to get people to sit down and talk. Everybody wanted a bit of everything that they hadn't. But, you know, they got things up and they got it going, and it moved on, and in the 60s, things were not looking good at all. And there was another meeting called in Letterkenny that time, and off that came the 16 clubs now in the county, and there might have been one or two more in it, but from there, it got bigger and bigger, and Ciarán Donnell and Inishowen would be after Buncrana in it. But it's good, and a lot of good stuff has happened over the years, and an awful lot of work has gone into it. And, you know, credit must go to Peter O'Donnell. He's it should be forgotten about except for Peter. Peter is slowed up a wee bit at the moment, but he's on the phone often enough anyhow. But that's where we are with on the programme. Now, I don't have this boxing on the Thursday. I don't have the tour for that. But on Saturday night, then there's the presentation of awards in Jackson's Hotel. So there'll be a lot of action around about Bella Buffet in particular for the whole thing, you know. So that's basically where it's at, at that stage, you know.
So on next Thursday night, which is the 18th of September, it is a County Donegal Select against a County Galway Select. It's a 14-star studded contest down for decision, and there'll be Ulster, Connacht and National Champions. That's the first event in Jackson's Hotel. Next Thursday night, admission is €10 and €5, and everyone is welcome. The first bell is at 8 p.m. sharp next Thursday. And then you mentioned the awards as well, which are taking place, and they're always one of the highlights of the calendar, so they are, PJ. And it's also taking place in Jackson's Hotel Saturday night, next Saturday night, 7:30 is the start time. There'll be the awards, the presentations and a dance as well. And there'll be a couple of big names, a couple of big hitters attending on the night as well, PJ.
Andy Lee is probably top of the charts on that one there. Like from, I think he's about Limerick in it, but he's a big, he's a promoter as well. But he's a middleweight champion, WBO middleweight champion in his time, world champion. So he carries a fair punch, that guy. And after that, we have Paul McCluskey. Paul would be from out County Derry. And he was 3-4 times national champion, Irish, British and European welterweight champion, and a world contender. And we have, of course, the homeboy, Jason Quigley. Quigley made tremendous progress for a long time. And, you know, it's a tough old game to get to the top. But he would be the most decorated Irish amateur boxer in the history of boxing in Ireland. So that's something in itself. And he at middleweight, he basically had a go as well for a world title. After him comes a guy called Sean McGoldrick. He's two times Commonwealth champion. his people from Ballyshannon and Clonmel and Tipperary, but he is with us as well on Saturday night. And we have from Boston a former boxer out of the Buncrana Club, a guy called Mark Porter. Now Mark Mark is one of our pups. I used to call him one time, but a great fella for people. He has done an awful lot for boxing in America, and he has brought teams out and put them up and looked after them in Boston. And he comes regularly now to Buncrana, to his people. His mother is still about, and he's an absolute gentleman, and he's a giver all the way, and he has done a whole lot of work for communities in Boston that nobody will ever hear about, and he's worked with people that had problems of all sorts in it. But he's a wee gentleman as well, and what you see is what you get with Mark. He's a goer and a giver.
Yeah.
And of course then we have Charlie Nash. Charlie, British and Irish titles, Charlie, a Derry man. Charlie will be with us. He was big. He was a fantastic boxer, an absolute gentleman if there ever was one. And you know, the Donegal and Derry had a lot in common, and they did a whole lot of work together in relation to competition, tournaments, training, judges, referees, and all that sort of stuff there. So that's the top table mainly. You wouldn't know who'd be at the top table before it's all over, but that's part of the line out anyhow for both Saturday night.
Brilliant. More details, of course, on social media. And if you want to contact any of the County Donegal Boxing Board for tickets, are available for that event, and indeed for the boxing show on the Thursday, the 18th as well. Now, lots has happened in the 75 years of the County Donegal Boxing Board, and there is a book which is, we understand, is still available. It was published in 2021, Boxing in Donegal, A History. All the information is available in that book, and I'm sure people will still be able to get their hands on it somewhere. So they will, PJ.
Well, I think there's a few still about. Like COVID came in and that didn't help the sale of it. But I think there is a box of stuff lying someplace in it. But I would highly recommend it. I have it here in front of me. And you know, there's anybody that was anything at all in boxing is named somewhere along in it. Clubs is in it. There's a fantastic piece of work done with the book. And it's definitely a must for anybody involved in boxing. And I know that there's a few left, but get them. They were on sale for €20 for the book, and it's worth every bit of it. And it's a great read, and it's not alone a great read, but you'll read it several times. And it becomes a reference book for a whole lot of stuff as well. Chris McNulty did a magnificent job on it, so big round of applause for Chris, wherever he is. Yeah. But it is a brilliant book to have, and I could go on about stuff here. The book is the one to get. For I only know bits and pieces, but it's amazing what I don't know, and it's amazing how the information that's in it there, how much you can get from it, and it'll take you. Well, you'll read it more than once. You'll keep it about the house, and if you're not busy at some time or another, take it out and take a look at it, and you'll. Every time you open a page in it, it's a learner.
Very good. Well, listen, me and you've been talking a few times this week, PJ, and I sort of asked you to pick out a few nuggets of maybe highlights during your time involved in boxing with Donegal, and indeed further afield. I know you're a great man for meeting people, but in the boxing world, there's no bigger name than Muhammad Ali. Tell us the background to that story, PJ.
Well, the background to that story is the one ambition I always had was to lead an Irish team, manage an Irish team in America. And I never thought that it could happen. But it did happen. I got a call. It was the year that Danny Ryan won the seniors, the senior title. And I got a call on a Saturday morning from Jerry Story asking me would I go to America with the Irish team, you know. And to be quite honest with you, I hadn't time to go to bed, not alone go to America. But anyhow, I think it was Jim Noonan rang me about 20 minutes after that. And then I got a call from Art O'Brien, and he says, there's a center council meeting on. He says, you've got 100% support to go. He says, and I explained to him that this is quite difficult. I says, but leave it with me and I'll see what will happen. But the thing about it was, at the time, I was due to go for interview for sergeant's rank in the Guards on the Monday. And I couldn't get nobody anyhow, but I got a grip of a fella anyhow to tell him what was happening. And he rang me back in a half an hour. He says, go, you're cleared. And I says, who did that? He says, the commissioner. So that's I got that out of the way and I went on here. But San Jose, we were bound for San Jose for St. Patrick's Day. And we had the full Irish team out there. And we had actually, it was the first time for Danny Ryan to be on an Irish senior team boxing abroad. Jerry Daly was with us from Letterkenny. Jerry was judge referee. Better man you couldn't have, would you? We had a great crowd of lads, but I think what was wrong with a whole lot of coaches was that they were afraid of America, and some of the boys that was on the Irish team, they had a reputation anyhow, but I was saddled with it anyhow, so I gave it a go on there, and I went anyhow, but it was an unbelievable experience, and we did the country proud. Every man that we had did the best. They made friends. They were accepted. There was a crowd eventually at the end coming after us, no matter where we went around San Jose. But we were going from San Jose to Syracuse, and we were to lead the parade in Syracuse on St. Paddy's Day. But we got held up in two airports with snow. There was 4 foot of snow on the flat. So eventually we were in Cincinnati. And we didn't know whether we were coming or going. We didn't know whether there was going to be a flight. There was nothing coming in. There was nothing going out. So we could do nothing but stay there anyhow. But we were happy enough. We're sitting down and lying. Some were sleeping and in a corner. And it was heat. It was warm. But this lady came up anyhow. And she says, you guys boxers. And I was sort of maybe a bit more or less than the others at the time anyhow. And I says, yeah, we're from. And she says, you guys are from where? I says, we're from Ireland. She says, Muhammad Ali is two stops down. You want to see the burst of speed down to Muhammad Ali. And he was giving out leaflets and his hand out on the leaflets. And some people were taking a leaflet off him as they went past. But anyhow, somebody seen what was happening and they took the leaflets off him. And he slowly turned round and he looked at his motions was very slow, very sad for a man of his caliber. But anyhow, we got photographs with him and we shook hands with him. And I was the last man leaving him and I shook hands with him anyhow. And he put this big arm over me and it was like a ton weight. And as he did, he sort of looked, the eyes were turning on me. And the tears were running down his cheeks. So he got more of it. He got some thrill out of the whole lot. But seeing boxers from Ireland, I'd say brought memories big back to him. They don't come any better than Muhammad Ali. And to have a photograph taken with Muhammad Ali, it is my piece forevermore. And I and all the lads. There was a lot of photographs taken. Danny Ryan took a lot of photographs, I know, and some got them and some didn't, but anybody had a camera or whatever. There was no mobile phones with cameras that time, but it's one of those things I never, ever will forget, or anybody that was there in that will never forget either, you know. It was a hell of a moment.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Brilliant story. Listen, PG, give us another one just before we finish up. Another World's Championships were held in Belfast at a time, and Donegal had a huge involvement in it. So they did
a huge involvement. Pat McCrory rang me from some foreign country. I don't know how you'd pronounce it. Anyhow, telling me that we were getting the World Championships in Belfast, and Pat was all go. He was planning the whole thing out. I says, Pat, you know, we're 4 years to go before we get that. Hold on. But anyhow, it was a huge event to be part of. And the thing about it was that Belfast City Council came in behind us. And they did an awful lot of the preparatory work and then an awful lot of stuff that we wouldn't have. It was in the Odyssey Arena. But Donegal was there in force, doing key position jobs in it, and the thing about it was that there was a fellow from Castlebar. There was 62 or 64 nations there, and there was four big changing rooms. There was two big changing rooms with two changing rooms in each block, and I was responsible for getting the team out on the boxers out and getting things settled in and going anyhow. But the fellow from Castlebar says to me, PJ, he says, are you any Irish? I says, I have a bit. He says, these fellas here know everything we are saying. We haven't a clue what they're saying. So we'll try the Irish on them. And within 2 days, everybody in the group, they were all running from one to the other. First Irish for such and such a thing. But by the Thursday, in it, the briefing was about 50-50 of Irish and English. But there was the group that I had, there was 22 in it. And everybody had a bit of Irish along with a good experience in it. But the Donegal official, every Irish official that was there, they did an extremely good job. We met an awful lot of friends in it, and we became very, very good friends with the Cubans, despite the fact that everybody was whinging about them, that they were, packing gloves and all that sort of stuff there. But the first Cuban in couldn't find them. And just as the referee was taking the middle of the ring, this fellow just hops into the corner and they pulled the towel off and turned him round, and he stepped out and shook hands with his opponent. But after the fight was over, I followed him to see where he was going, for I couldn't find him before that. And they were away as far as they could possibly be from the ring. And they had they'd taken over a large emergency exit with a blanket, with a couple of blankets on it and a line across it. But I got them back down anyhow. And I got two guys, to make the long story short, in one from Mayo. One had a bit of Irish and the other fella hadn't much. But the thing was that we started the Irish in the middle of them. And then the Cuban coach knew what was going on. But anyhow, he had very good English. But he says, after a bit, he says, this happens everywhere we go. He says, we were expecting that, you know. But working with them was a great pleasure. It was a massive experience at that world level to be part of such a big operation. And credit where credit is due. All the people that were there did their bit. Belfast City Council were brilliant. That was their job, event management. And it'll go down in the books again as was a major success. Everybody was speaking to everybody when it was over and clapping them on the back. They did such a job, but it was good, very good.
Yeah. If people are tuning in, that's the voice of PJ Halloran from Buncrana Boxing Club, who's been actively involved in the sport of boxing, not just in the Northwest, but across the country, and as you heard there, worldwide for 60 years, and he was the vice president of the Ulster Boxing Council as well. PJ, we mentioned that book earlier on, Boxing in Donegal, A History. It's available in local bookstores, and you can also contact any member of the County Donegal Boxing Board about getting your hands on a copy of that, which is, if you're into boxing in the county, it's an essential read. Listen, I know before we finish up here, PJ, we're going to send our best wishes to Peter O'Donnell. No doubt he is going to be tuned in. He's Mr. Boxing in Donegal, and we send him our best wishes at the moment.
Peter O'Donnell is he's absolutely brilliant. That doesn't really cover what he has done. But he's been a tremendous president. And not alone that, but he has been a great advertisement for Donegal. And Peter, every place Peter goes, Peter makes friends. A very, very competent official. I always tell him that I taught him all he knows about using the mic. Peter is a gentleman, and I wish him a very speedy recovery, and he'll be there one way or the other Thursday and Saturday night. But we do wish him a speedy recovery, and anybody that knows Peter, and anybody that doesn't know Peter knows nothing, because the half the country knows him, and the other half heard about him. But he has given everything he has to boxing. A dirty man, married, living in Rafoe, has Donegal roots, and very proud of that as well. And every time you meet Peter, the cup is half full with Peter, you know, and a gentleman, as I said before.
Yes, gentleman, a great man. Listen, those events that you mentioned once again, Thursday night, next Thursday the 18th in Jackson's Hotel. It's the 1950 County Donegal Boxing Board proudly presenting the 75th anniversary boxing tournament. It's Donegal taking on Galway. There's going to be Ulster, Connacht and national champions. The first bell is at 8 o'clock sharp, admission €10 and €5. And then the big awards night is taking place on Saturday back in Jackson's, and there's lots of boxing legends set to attend there. More details on any of those events, of course, on social media and available from any member of the Donegal, the County Donegal Boxing Board as well. PJ, we could talk for hours. Many thanks for joining us today on the programme. I appreciate you taking the call.
A pleasure as usual, and credit to Highland Radio. They give coverage second to none, and enjoy it. And if you can get there, it'll be worthwhile.
Take care, PJ. Talk soon. Thank you.
Will do. All the best. Bye. Bye.